Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Right now, this moment this morning is the most pressure and the loudest it's ever been around Aaron Boone. They're not going to do anything during the season. Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone have a great relationship. I think where the season ends up will determine his future, of course, but anybody who's thinking that Aaron Boone's going to get fired this morning or this week, that will not happen. He's going to get an opportunity to turn this thing around. It's got to start now. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Doing well. And I got to tell you, Friday night was unbelievable. I mean, I think this has got to be some sort of Major League Baseball record.
Yeah.
You trade for three new top-end relievers, and in three innings, they give up nine runs. That has to be like an all-time meltdown. And you know what? When the Mets went into Pittsburgh and they got basically shellacked.
Oh, yeah, and you came on the air and you were screaming and yelling, unacceptable, and then all the Mets fans were turning on you saying, Boomer, what happened? You're usually the positive guy, and you just barfed all over him.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel if I were a Yankee fan this morning after this disastrous weekend. And I think, you know, there are a lot of bad things to point at, a lot of bad things. But maybe the most disingenuous and maybe the most inaccurate statement had to be from A-Rod. If I were playing, I'd be held accountable.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that was almost, I almost laughed at that.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I'm like, I think he forgets just how entitled he was when he played here and when he played in the league and how they treated players back then. I would even say that I could go back to 2023. I think it was 2023. When A.J. Hinch benched Javi Baez for not realizing that there were less than two outs in a game. And he took him down to the dugout and said, you're out. I can't stand this. I can't handle this. So the point being is that going back to being held accountable, and I know that Aaron Boone has to do it a certain way. 162 games is a ton of games. It's a lot of time you're spending with each other. And there's a lot of give and take between the manager and the players. But there are certain things that you can't put up with. And you have to make examples out of people. I don't care who those people are. Now, if somebody drops a fly ball, that's a physical mistake. That's one thing. Everybody can do that. Somebody makes a throwing error, that's one thing. Everybody can do that. But when it comes down to base running or knowing how many outs there are or knowing where to throw the ball, like, you know, as we tell kids in Little League, before the ball is hit to you, you say to yourself, if it is hit to me, where am I going with it initially? Because you want to have some sort of, anticipation of what you're going to do. I mean, I think you're exactly right. I think it will all come down to how these Yankees finish the season. Now, they got, like we talked about, they got 50 games left. Out of those 50 games, 28 are against teams with losing records. And their last 13 games are versus the Baltimore Orioles, who can be a pain in the ass to them, and the Chicago White Sox.
Yep.
I mean, so if you want to look silver lining, that would be the silver lining.
And Aaron Judge is supposed to come back Tuesday.
Right. So that would be the silver lining that I would tell you. You know, they got the Twins in there. They got the White Sox in there twice. They got the Orioles in there twice. I mean, these last 50 games set up for the Yankees to finish strong. That's what I would say. But this morning, that doesn't mean anything because of this debacle and embarrassment that just took place down in Miami. I mean, it almost looked to me like the players must have gone out Saturday night. They were out Friday night, Saturday night after the games, hanging out. You know, Miami's got all the trappings of everything you want. And it just felt that way. It felt like after that loss on Friday night, which was just startling, to say the least, I just feel like it's not that they mailed it in. They just didn't feel like they competed. And when you strike out a lot, you swing at bad pitches, you make mistakes on the base pass. And somebody can sit here and try to explain to me over and over and over again what the hell Jazz Chisholm was doing. And I know exactly about, you know, this is what you got to do when you're on first base and there's a pop-up. And if you think the second baseman's going to purposely drop the ball and everything else, you know, there's no way if this ball is dropped there is no way in the world that Jazz Chisholm's going to be standing on second base.
Right.
No way.
Of course.
No way.
Yeah, I mean,
so, I mean, this was just absolutely, completely, like, I don't want to say lazy. I don't want to, the word I want to use is just like,
clueless.
Yeah, I guess like, what are you doing?
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And this is the biggest frustration for a Yankee fan is the fact that it feels like this type of stuff hasn't ended since Game 5 of the World Series against the Dodgers.
And that goes back to the manager.
The manager,
and the manager
right.
can yell at the first base coach all he wants.
Yeah.
That's BS.
You know, well, he also brought Chisholm back into the clubhouse,
too. Well,
that's
good. That's right. good that he did that.
Right, and that's the accountability stuff that the Yankee fan wants to hear all the time. But I really think that it's, and this is why I said that the Aaron Boone stuff is louder than it's ever been, is yeah, every baseball fan, even though I don't totally agree with it, because I said back in Game 5 against the Dodgers that, you know, Gerrit Cole and Anthony Rizzo have been playing baseball since they were 5 years old or younger. They know what to do in that situation. They didn't do it. That's not Aaron Judge. That's not Aaron Boone's fault. Aaron Judge drops that ball in center field. He never drops. Aaron Boone can't tell him to make a routine play, and then he's going to do it. And if he doesn't tell him to make a routine play, he's going to drop it. That's not on Aaron Boone. However, the perception of when these guys continually to play sloppy baseball throughout two-thirds of a baseball season, and the manager never seems to criticize
them. Like he did.
Right. But finally, after how many months of the fans asking for this, but he never says anything in these post-game news conferences because that's what the fan hears. We don't see what he's saying to the players in the office.
He just defends his guys.
So that's why the Yankee fan is so pissed off. It's like this stuff. You're as sloppy as any team in a league. You've been slipping and sliding since June, and we have a manager here that doesn't seem to care about it. So that's what the perception is.
All right, but that perception is wrong. The manager does care about it. I'm sorry. I mean, you can call in to the Cows Come Home talking about firing him today. They're not firing him. He got a contract extension. They have 50 games left. There's a lot of baseball to be played. I just laid it out for you in terms of their schedule. They may scuffle a little bit more. And by the way, you know, this was a team that was supposed to have Gerrit Cole as their number one starter.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's out. And again, that's the reality of the league. There are a lot of teams that are dealing with injured players. And right now, their two best and highest paid players are out. They're not playing. And, you know, quite frankly, after Friday night. I mean, Friday night was just, I mean, that was just a gut punch. And that could be the game that ultimately decides the future of Aaron Boone, because that loss was inexcusable. Now, what does inexcusable mean? What does it really mean? It means that somebody's got to lose their job if things don't straighten out and if things don't start, you know, going the right way, and the way that the Yankee fan who has paid a gazillion dollars to go and see this game start playing. You got to understand, there is a financial aspect to this in a huge way. And I'm sure the brain trust over at the Yankees, they hear it, they listen to the station, they know how Yankee fans feel, and I'm sure Yankee fans are really disgusted. I'm sure they're sending emails and everything over to the Yankee brass. You know that. That's the way it works. But My thing is that the amount of mental errors that's where managers lose their jobs. And, you know, the other thing, too, I will say, when you ask a player about their manager, in this case, Aaron Boone, they all like him, and they probably like him because of the way he is publicly. They probably also understand that there's going to be very difficult conversations privately, and he's never going to bring those things public. No matter how much you, me, or the fans want it, he's just not going to do that. He's going to do what he normally does, and that is deflect, support, you know, and try to get through a 162-game season without somebody, you know, wrapping a bat around his neck.
Yeah, I saw Sean Morash quote tweet another Yankee fan that said Aaron Boone gets angrier at the questions that reporters ask him than players who make mistakes
that's
in the field.
True. That's
but,
not true.
But hold. But this. What I'm saying is, this is what the Yankee fan believes, right? And this is why it's so loud. Now, will Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman and everybody else react to that? No, I don't believe so, because more so than any other organization here in New York, they don't listen to the noise. They continue now with right or wrong. You know, whether it was Gleyber Torres for an extra year when they shouldn't have kept him here, whether it was Gary Sanchez for an extra year when they couldn't keep him. You know, all of those things.
But that's patience.
But, like, the patience is run out for the fan base when it comes to the manager. It's just that I'm telling you, the fact that Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, if you think that they have the same perception of the manager as the fan base has, I think it's black and white.